making and selling fake anti-malaria drugs should be treated as crimes against humanity, say the authors of a new study into the problem. The researchers from the U.S. National Institute of Health found that over a third of the anti-malaria drugs available in Southeast Asia and sub-Saharan Africa are either fake or of such bad quality they can make the problem worse. The study links the spread of fake drugs to the spread of drug-resistant forms of malaria, which have begun to spread in areas such as Cambodia and Thailand. For more on this, we're speaking with Dr. Steve Bjorgi, who said of the malaria program in Cambodia for the World Health Organization. He joins me now from Phnom Penh. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us. How big a problem is the distribution and the sale of these fake anti-malaria drugs in Cambodia?
Well, I'll tell you, Rico, there's bad news and there's good news. The study cites evidence from as long as 10 years ago. But since 2008, the government of Cambodia has been taking action on this problem with the anti-economic police force. Now, other countries have not taken these same steps. So the problem of fake and substandard anti-malarial drugs is widespread. But I think with Cambodia, you can say there's good news because you can take action against it. It's not hopeless.